Hey guys, welcome to today's episode of my chemistry world, and today we will talk about how graphite conducts electricity. So let's get started. Graphite is a black shiny solid. Its carbon atoms are arranged in layers. Each carbon atom is joined to three other carbon atoms. These are arranged in hexagon six-sided rings. The strong covalent bonding within the layers means that a lot of energy is needed to break the bonds. So the melting and boiling point of graphite are very high. However, the bonding between the layers in graphite is weak. This means that the layers can slide over each other if a force is applied. This is why graphite has slippery feel. Because of this weak bonding, the layers of graphite can flake off easily. That is why graphite is used as a lubricant and in pencil lids. An unusual property of graphite is that it conducts electricity. Each carbon atom in graphite is bonded to three other carbon atoms. But carbon has four valency electrons. So what happened to the other valency electron from each carbon atom? The answer is that these electrons move around along the layers. They are called delocalized electrons because they do not belong to any particular atom. Graphite conducts electricity because the delocalized electrons can drift along the layers when a voltage is applied. Graphite is used to make carbon electrodes for electrolysis, and also it is the most stable allotropes of carbon. So this is how graphite conducts electricity. So thank you for listening guys. I hope you like it.